From Washington, this is VOA News. A new truce between Israel and Gaza militants takes effect. And Britain joins the United States in providing aid to besieged Iraqi minorities. I'm Michael Lippin, reporting from Washington. Israel and Palestinian militants in the Gaza Strip have agreed to a new three-day truce aimed at creating another window of opportunity for them to reach a lasting ceasefire. The truce took effect about an hour ago at midnight local time on Monday. It is the latest in a series of short-term ceasefires in more than a month of cross-border fighting between Israel and Hamas militants who control Gaza. If the new truce holds, Israeli and Palestinian negotiators are expected to renew talks in Cairo with Egyptian mediators who are trying to get both sides to agree to a long-term stop to the fighting. Gaza militants fired a barrage of rockets into Israel in the hours before the truce began, with one missile landing in an open area near Tel Aviv. Another also struck a building in an Israeli community near Gaza. There were no reports of casualties. Earlier Sunday, Gaza militants also attacked a border crossing that Israel uses to deliver humanitarian supplies to Palestinians in the territory. The attack prompted Israel to shut the crossing and accuse the militants of acting against their own people. Hamas has demanded that Israel and Egypt end tight restrictions on the passage of goods and people into and from Gaza. Western powers are stepping up their intervention in Iraq's conflict, with Britain joining the United States in delivering humanitarian aid to Iraqi minorities under siege by Sunni militants known as the Islamic State. VOA's Michael Bowman has this report from Washington.
Airdrops of food and drinking water are providing desperately needed relief to religious minorities who fled Islamic insurgents in northern Iraq. Meanwhile, a U.S. bombing campaign continues to target posts and equipment used by militants threatening the northern city of Erbil. President Barack Obama has ruled out U.S. ground troops in Iraq, but summed up America's goals this way.
We have to make sure that ISIL is not engaging in the actions that could cripple a country permanently.
Ultimately, what Iraq needs is a political solution in Baghdad, according to British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond.
At the moment, our focus is on supporting the humanitarian effort, trying to deal with the growing humanitarian crisis in Iraq, and waiting to see, as the new government is formed, whether it will be an inclusive government that we can get behind and support in its efforts.
Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan has won his country's first ever direct presidential election. With almost all of the votes counted by Sunday night, authorities said Mr. Erdogan had about 52%, giving him an absolute majority without the need for a runoff election. Complete results were due to be published on Monday. Mr. Erdogan was far ahead of his main rival and former head of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, Ekmeleddin İnanoğlu, who had 39% of the vote. Up to now, the post of Turkish president has been chosen by parliament, and its status has been ceremonial. Mr. Erdogan has said he intends to change the constitution to give the president executive powers. He has ruled Turkey as prime minister since 2003, strengthening its economy while also cracking down on domestic opponents who accuse him of being authoritarian. Well, the Central African Republic has its first Muslim prime minister. Mahamat Kamoun will lead a transitional government that is seeking to implement a ceasefire signed last month after a year of sectarian violence. The 53-year-old Mr. Kamoun was appointed by a decree from interim president Catherine Samba Panza. He is the first Muslim to serve as prime minister in the CAR since it gained independence from France in 1960. He was director general of the treasury under former president François Bozizé. Together with Mrs. Samba Panza, who is a Christian, Mr. Kamoun faces the difficult task of implementing a delicate political transition aimed at ending deadly sectarian unrest. I'm Michael Lippin.
That's the latest world news from VOA.